This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Welcome to Reflections, episode 16. A lot has happened in 2020. A lot has happened in 2020, and there's so many things that we can unbox. And I actually have some bombshell podcast in the works for 2021, because for sure we are not done unboxing things that I have gone through in my past, and not even close by far. But today, you know, there's something that's been on my mind for quite some time now. I've addressed it. I've addressed this in a public talk that you can find on YouTube. I've addressed this in many places. But I wanted to choose this format to try to address this in a as concise and clear manner as I can. That one of the things that I have seen that we have lost as an ummah that is absolutely destroying the very fabric of who we are is brotherhood and sisterhood, love for one another, kindness towards one another, mercy for one another. Any of that, anything that it revolves around that, we have lost it as an ummah. Especially in the online world that we have been forced to kind of live in with all that's been going on in 2021. And the more I see it, the more it breaks my heart seeing, especially as someone who came from being a non-Muslim, to someone who has been a Muslim for over two decades, seeing the way that the modern ummah, especially the youth, that means anybody under the age of 40, the way that we deal with one another, the toxicity that we create in our little communities and pockets, the vitriol that we spew towards one another, the hatred we show one another, the harshness that we show one another is something that boggles my mind, that we have allowed this to infiltrate our ummah and we have cornered the market on it. We've literally cornered, when you look around the world, we've literally cornered this kind of market of vitriol. And this is something that is quite unfortunate. I myself, and I'm not telling you this just from, you know, some you know, inward look at it. I'm telling you because over the past 20 years, I've been involved in other communities other than the Muslim community. I ran martial arts academies, successful, alhamdulillah, martial arts academies for almost a decade. And I was in the martial arts world, in the martial arts community, traveling, going to tournaments, going to all kinds of events. And this is an environment where I got to see how another community deals with one another. It wasn't like this. Let me tell you that. There was support. There was, you know, general love for one another, for what we like and the things that we shared. You saw that in this community. Also, I've been involved for a long time in the car community. I grew up in the car community. I grew up around a bunch of rednecks who sat in garages building cars and racing them on the weekends. And as I got older, you know, I was able to build one myself. I was able to build a Mustang and be a part of the car community and quite successfully. And I'm not saying this because I want to brag about anything. Absolutely not. Anybody who knows me knows that's not my style. I'm just trying to explain to you where I'm coming from. You know, I built a very successful platform in the car community. We had social media with almost 30,000 followers organically, where we were getting car sponsorships. We were winning tournaments, we were winning shows out on the West Coast, you know, being involved in that car community, going out and driving through the canyons up in north of LA and down near Mexico, etc. For those of you who live out in California in the West Coast, you know about the canyons, you know about all of these things that go on in the car community. And when I saw how people treated each other in that community, it was a general kind of family ideal. Yes, there, of course, there's negativity in every community. We're not going to be realistic here. And I don't want to seem like I'm just continually taking pot shots. I'm just trying to explain to you these things. Is that within that community, there was a sense of family. Like if somebody had an issue, everyone tried to jump in and help. If somebody's car broke down, everyone, you know, pulled over and stopped and tried to help and try to fix. Oh, there's a part we need to go get. Somebody would run 40, 50 miles and stay all day to come back and help. I had one time where one of my belts broke and a friend of mine who lived, you know, at least an hour away. He was the only person I knew to call at the time. It was late at night. I called him. What did he do? Jumped in his car, drove right away, came and sat with my car while I went home and got the spare belt that I needed and spent maybe 3-4 hours out of his day for nothing but trying to help me. So you see that, you know, that common identity that they have, that we loved cars, we loved the car community, we loved, you know, racing, we loved drag racing, we loved building and modding. So that kind of united and brought us together apart from everything else. And everybody, people knew I was Muslim, they knew what I was about, but we had this common ground that we stood on, and it created bonds. As well as, for those of you who know me, I'm an old school sneakerhead. I used to be part of the sneakerhead community. Seems kind of silly, but it was also a business for me. I bought and sold sneaker drops to different stores and things of that nature. And I collected, over the many years, I've collected very valuable Jordans, etc. And I used to sell them and turn profit. It was a side business. You know, I was even closely involved with a store that became one of the biggest and is now still one of the biggest shoe resellers or consignment shops in the world. And I knew him and watched his journey along and was friends with him when he was selling them out of the back of his car. And whenever I would show up and travel there, he would show me love. We would go out and have, you know, lunch together. We would talk about things. He knew who I was. He knew what I was about. He knew I was a Muslim. So, you know, but it was above that. We saw beyond those things that we had differences in. This is the difference with these communities, is we saw beyond the things that we might have difference in. And these were all opportunities for da'wah, for people to see Islam and see, you know, Muslims as people who also are part of the regular world. But the whole point is they saw beyond the differences that we might have amongst one another and came together towards a common goal. We had a common shared like, a common shared identity, whether it be in the martial arts world, whether it be in the car scene, whether it be in buying and selling, you know, high dollar sneakers, etc. Now, when we look at ourselves in the Muslim community, when we look at ourselves in the Muslim community, and all of those things, I was successful at martial arts. We had a very successful business. This was before, you know, social media was really a popping scene. The car thing, we had a very successful also social media following. The sneakerhead page, again, I think it was 40,000, you know, organic following, you know, that was able to create business for me, etc. And all of these were without the toxicity and vitriol that we see as soon as I step into the Muslim community. As soon as you step into the Muslim community, it's like everybody for themselves, everybody looking for a reason to have a go at one another, everybody looking for everybody else's faults, everybody looking to put everybody else in certain categories and pockets. Oh, you disagree with me with that, you're off at this, you're off at that. Oh, this person did that. Oh, did you hear about this? Did you hear? It's nonstop. And it is absolutely disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting the way we deal with one another. The way we put things out towards one another just shows how far we are lost as a community, as a whole. The way we treat one another is absolutely disgusting. We as Muslims want to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, right? Every single one of us is going to stand in front of Allah on the day of judgment. And what are we going to be hoping for? We're going to be begging, hoping, pleading with our Lord to forgive us, to overlook our faults, to overlook our mistakes, to overlook our sins, to overlook our disobedience, to forgive us and grant us paradise, and we depend upon His mercy. We're going to be completely dependent upon it. But that same type of mercy, that same type of forgiveness, that same type of love that we hope to have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot afford it to one another. Aisha radiallahu anhu wa radhaha said, those who do not show mercy will not be shown mercy. And I have a feeling that we as an ummah right now are not on the side of mercy from Allah Jalla wa Ala. Look at us. Look at us. Look at what we focus on. You have Muslims, children women starving to death right now all over the world in refugee camps, freezing right now in winter, freezing. I'm actually about to do a filming for a project for Wanuma Charity for winter blankets and winter appeals that I've done from time to time alone, but I'm going to do it through Wanuma this time because this is a need. You have Muslims in China being put in concentration camps and being forced to pick cotton in 2020. Just let that sink in for a minute. In 2020, being forced in slavery to pick cotton. And look what we're worried about. We're too busy fighting with one another on Twitter. Our Twitter wars on, I don't know, Instagram does anymore. I've kind of fallen back a little bit from some social media just because of the vitriol of it. We're on Clubhouse fighting one another, talking about all kinds of not. The amount of things that we're involving ourselves in when it comes to toxicity against one another is shameful when you look at what is going on in the world around us. But yet, no, we're looking for the spicy gossip and talk of the day. We need some serious correction in this regard, or we are going to be our own destruction. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and I'm going to go, and I took notes this time because we're going to unbox a few things. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I asked Allah for three things. He made three du'as that Allah refused him, or granted him two, refused him one. He said the first du'a was, O Allah, do not let my ummah be destroyed by being overcome by its enemies. Do not allow my ummah to be destroyed by its enemies. He said, Allah granted me that. So that's a favor from Allah. He said, Oh Allah, do not allow my ummah to be completely wiped out by famine, by starving to death. He said, Allah granted me that one. We live, most of us, especially in the West and the Middle East, we live in luxury these days compared to 99% of the world. He said, the third one I asked was, Oh Allah, do not allow my ummah to be destroyed by fighting amongst one another. He said, Allah did not grant me this one. We are our own destruction. We are our own downfall in the way we deal with one another. Allah Jalla wa Ala tells us in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Indeed, the believers, those who say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and upon the path of Tawheed, they are family. إِخْوَةً means they are closely related, closer than blood ties. Allah Jalla wa Ala tells us in the Quran that this ummah, your ummah, is ummatan wahida. Ummatan wahida. One ummah. Ummatan wahida. This ummah, your ummah, is one ummah. Wa anna rabbukum fa'abudun. And I am your Lord, therefore worship me. Allah said there's one ummah. That's it. You're either a part of it or you're not. You're either a part of this one ummah designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His love and His mercy, or you're not. You have to make that decision. Are you going to be a part of it or not? If you're going to be a part of this one ummah, then you need to act like we are one ummah. You need to treat your brother as if he is ikhwah, as if he is closer than family ties because of his tawheed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're going to be part of this one ummah, treat your sister like you would treat your mother, like you would treat your blood sister in faith. Treat her with kindness and mercy and love and affection. Treat each other the way that we hope Allah will treat us the day we stand before Him. The Quran is the first book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that sets forward the concept of a nation, ummah, in its new and everlasting meaning until the day of judgment. This Quran that we have now sets forward the new concept of an ummah as it would be into the day of judgment. It is a broad and balanced concept. It is this concept of ummah is a broad and balanced concept that is based and pivots upon and hinged upon the concept of tawheed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a brother or a sister is upon tawheed, they are your brother or sister. They are your family. Act like it. Act like it. The only difference we have, the only thing that we are allowed to divide ourselves upon is tawheed and bid'ah, innovation. When tawheed is broken and the aqidah of tawheed is broken, then that person has stepped out of that ummah anyway. They're no longer a part of the ummah of tawheed and the ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and the ummah of la ilaha illallah. When a person gets involved in innovation, innovation is a dangerous matter that we talked about in our live stream on Tuesday. Innovation is a dangerous matter. that when one goes down that, they're going towards a path towards hellfire. As the Prophet ﷺ said, وَشَرَى الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا وَكُلُّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. That the worst of affairs are the newly innovated matters. And every newly innovated matter is a misguidance. And every misguidance is in the fire. So those are the two things, okay, which we can have some sternness and firmness and harshness about when it comes to tawheed and innovation. But beyond that, our other differences that we have, and we're not even talking about, I'm not even talking about fiqh differences. That's not what we are spitting vitriol against one another about. It's not about fiqh opinions and debating fiqh matters and where differences upon opinion upon schools of thought and madhahib and etc. so on and so forth. Our differences of opinion, we're basing them on absolute garbage. Nationality, race, interests, stuff that is absolutely from the time of jahiliyyah, from the time of ignorance before the advent of Islam. We have put it back into Islam. We've put it back into our lives. Excuse me, you can't put it into Islam. We've put it back into our lives and destroyed ourselves amongst it. The Prophet ﷺ told us to stay away from asabiyyah, tribalism, racism, things that divide us. And he warned us about it so much. Do not return to asabiyyah after me. After me. But we are dividing ourselves upon so many lines. So many battle lines are being drawn in the sand that are absolutely nonsense. I don't care about where you're from. I don't care about your culture. I don't care about the differences in color or language or what kind of food you like or the way you dress. If you are someone who says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, you are my brother. You are my sister. We leave it at that. That is it. We see beyond those differences. What is wrong with us? Allah Jalla wa Ala also addresses humanity in the Quran without regards to time and place. Ummah is mentioned more than 50 times in the Quran. And there are only two kinds of ummas in the Quran. There are only two ummas. The ummah to da'wah, that means the people who need to hear the call. And that's why we do what we do here at Path to Peace, so that this ummah to da'wah can have access to the call. And this is why many brothers and sisters are out there sharing the message of Islam. And the ummatul ijaba, that is the ummah who has accepted the call, and that is us. The ummatul ijaba are the people of tawheed, the people of the Quran, the people of the sunnah, and they're supposed to be united amongst one another, which we'll discuss very briefly so we don't make this one too long, insha'Allah ta'ala. Insha'Allah ta'ala. As I said, Allah says, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa, the believers are indeed but family, brothers, united amongst one another. The the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that the Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. And when we say brother, it also means sister. Brotherhood, sisterhood are exchangeable terms, as you know. You should know. If you're not, now you know. A Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. He does not wrong him nor forsake him. He does not wrong him or her nor forsake him or her. Look how easily we cut ties with one another. Look how easily we forsake one another. Look how easily we gossip about one another. Look how easily we backbite one another. Look how easy it is for us to slander one another. Look how easy it is for us to spit toxicity and vitriol towards one another. It is too easy for us. This is scary, a scary fact. If it is easy for you, if you do not find that it is a problem for you, be afraid. The Prophet said, Allah is with and helps his slave. Allah is with and helps the believer as long as he is with and helps his brother or sister. Allah is with his slave and helps him, aids him, as long as he is with and aids and helps his brother or sister. Subhanallah. We flip that. We are against our brothers and sisters, and then we wonder why Allah is against us. Wonder why we find ourselves in this state of humiliation that we find ourselves in. This is how we as an ummah are struggling. This is how we as an ummah are struggling because we are against one another. The Prophet ﷺ also said, the parable of the believers in relation to mercy, kindness, and compassion they have for one another is like that of the body, which is a very famous hadith. When an organ falls ill, the rest of the body responds with fever and sleeplessness in response to that pain. Is that how we treat one another? I'm just asking you to think about that for a moment. Is that how we treat one another, as if we are one body? That if a part of the body is hurting, the rest of the body responds with fever and sleeplessness and responds to that pain in order to aid it and assist it? You find that only in small pockets of our ummah anymore. You find it in small pockets, and if you find yourself in one of those pockets, stay. Never leave. stick yourself in there firmly and stay with these type of people, because these are the best of people. The Prophet ﷺ said, the believer to another believer is like a building whose different parts reinforce one another. And he did like this, he clasped his fingers interlaced. That the believers in relation to another believer is like the parts of a building, each reinforcing one another to make a solid structure. And you wonder why our structure is weak. You wonder why our structure is weak? It's weak because we do not support one another like this. We're tearing one another down. We're like Wreck-It Ralph. For those of you, I have kids. We're like Wreck-It Ralph, you know, tearing the building up. We need a Felix with his hammer to fix us. That's a joke, by the way. Also, the Prophet ﷺ said, one of the seven categories of people whom Allah will grant the shade of his throne on the day of judgment is, on this day, the sun will be brought near. Hell will be brought near. People will be drowning in their own sweat due to the heat and the seeing the flames of the fire of Jahannam, the sun beating down on you. Everyone only being able to stand under the shade of their own sadaqah, which is one of the shades you will have on the day of judgment, is your own sadaqah. But someone who will be given the shade of the throne of Allah, there are seven categories of people who will be given the shade of the throne of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. And under this shade, you will feel no heat, nothing but coolness, no worries, no stress, no fear, no nothing. One of those categories is two people, this can be men or women, two people who love one another for the sake of Allah alone, and they meet and depart on that love. They meet and depart upon that love. Once a man was on his way to see his brother, and an angel, guised as a man, came to him and said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to meet my brother. The angel asked him, does he owe you something? Do you have some need from him? Is there some worldly reason? He said, no, I'm going to see him just because I love him for the sake of Allah. This angel responded, know that the one whom you love, your brother for his sake, meaning Allah, loves you in return. Loves you in return. We have to learn to love one another. I can't keep stressing this enough. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, he will call out and say, where are those who loved one another for my sake alone? Where are those who loved one another for my sake alone? He'll call for them. Those who loved one another for the sake of me alone, then I will give them a shade on this day which there is no other shade. Imam Ahmad reported a hadith al-Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my love is due for those who love one another. My love is obligatory upon those who love one another for my sake. My love is obligatory for those who visit one another for my sake. My love is obligatory for those who help one another for my sake. My love is obligatory on those whose hearts are free of grudges and who uphold the ties of kinship and brotherhood and sisterhood for one another for my sake. Allah says his love is due upon these people. And we wonder why Allah has removed his love from this ummah. Because if he had the love for this ummah like he had the love for the companions, we would be in a state of honor and dignity and victory, not what we see today. We need to fix this. Seriously. It's not a joke. We need to fix this. We need to fix this, or we're going to be destroyed by our own hands. We're destroying ourselves. In Sahih Muslim, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported, the Prophet ﷺ says, you will not enter paradise until you believe. I want you to look at this, the connection that is being made here between iman, belief, and love for one another. You will not enter paradise until you believe, and you will not believe until you love one another. Subhanallah. You will not enter paradise until you believe, and you will not believe until you love one another. I mean, you wonder where the state of our faith is. You will not enter paradise until you believe, brother or sister, listening to this. And you will not believe until you love one another. Love your brother and love your sister for the sake of Allah alone. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, can I guide you and show you something that will cause love and affection to come between you? He said, spread salam to one another. Spread peace to one another. Spread salam. Spread the peace to one another. And mean it. When you say salam alaikum to your brother or sister, mean it. Mean it. Although also another hadith al-Qudsi recorded in the collection of Imam Tirmidhi from Mu'adh ibn Jabl radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah Ta'ala says, those who love one another for the sake of my glory will be upon pulpits of light, and they will be the envy of the Anbiya and Shuhada. Subhanallah. This is a Sahih hadith, by the way. Those who love one another for my sake in glory on the day of judgment will be sitting upon pulpits of light, and they will be the envy. Who will they be envied by? They will be envied by the Anbiya, the best of Allah's creation. They will be envied by the Shuhada, the martyrs who have met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with no account. They will be envied by these two categories, the pulpits of light that Allah will place them upon on the day of judgment, because this is such a high, high status to achieve, to have love for one another. Love one another. Love your brother or sister. Another hadith Qudsi from Imam, recorded by Imam Ahmad, by Mu'adh ibn Jabal as well. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah Ta'ala said, My love is obligatory for those who love one another for my sake, those who sit together for my sake, those who visit one another for my sake, and those who spend on one another for my sake. Allah says, my love is obligatory upon them. Collected by Abu Dawood, by Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. I want you to listen to this hadith. He said, there are people amongst the servants of Allah, there are people amongst the servants of Allah who are neither prophets, nor shuhada, nor martyrs, but they are the people whom will be the envy of the prophets and martyrs on the day of judgment. And we said, O Messenger of Allah, who are these people? He said, they are the people who love one another for the sake of Allah, not because of family relations, not because of some other worldly tie that puts them together, but for the sake of Allah alone. By Allah, there will be light upon their faces, and they will be sitting upon light. They will have no fear when the rest of the people are afraid, nor will they be sad when the rest of the people are in grief. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to have love for one another, sincerely for the sake of Allah jalla wa ala alone. Wallahi, I love all of you for the sake of Allah. Those of you I know and I don't know, for the sake of Allah alone, if for no other reason, in hopes that Allah will show me this love, that Allah will show me this credit on the day of judgment, that I can have a pulpit of light, that I can have light on my face, that I can have the love of Allah that is obligatory on the people who love one another for His sake. You have to strive for this, brothers and sisters. It is our strength. It is our strength. The opposite is our weakness and our destruction, brothers and sisters. They will be the envy. They are not prophets nor shuhada, but they will be the envy of the prophets and the shuhada on the day of judgment. They are the people who love one another for the sake of Allah, not because of family ties or because of wealth. By Allah, there will be light upon their faces, and they will be sitting upon light. They will have no fear when the people are afraid, nor will they be sad when the people are in grief. Imam Ahmad recorded from Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, radiallahu anhu, the Prophet said, there has come to you the diseases. This is our disease. Our disease that needs to be fixed. There has come to you the disease that affected the people before you. And what is that disease? Our Prophet is telling us in a Sahih narration, what is that disease that has come to you? And he's talking to his companions. They had more love for one another than we can ever comprehend or imagine. He's talking to them and now he's talking to us. What is this disease? Envy and hatred of one another. Wallahi, this is our problem. We cannot be happy for one another. We cannot see another brother or sister doing good and have genuine love for them and make dua that may Allah increase them, not realizing that that dua for our brother and sister, for Allah to increase them and grant them more, the angels are responding to it and saying, Ameen wa iyyak, and to you too, giving you increase by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we hate on one another, when we strive against one another, when we have envy for one another and hatred towards one another, that envy, hatred, that jealousy, that vitriol is then returned and thrown back on our heads. And we wonder why we are so depressed. Why are we so sad? Why are we going through so much struggle? Ask yourself, when is the last time you sincerely made dua for a brother or sister that you know or don't know in their absence? When is the last time scrolling through your social media, you saw someone going through something, trying to reach out for help, and you stopped and made dua for them? When is the last time you got up in the last third of the night to make dua for someone other than yourselves, not realizing that that dua is being responded to and the angels are saying Ameen for that dua and then upon you as well? Envy and hatred, the Prophet said, and hatred, he said, hatred, our hatred that we spill towards one another. He said that hatred is the razor. It is a razor. And he said it's not a razor that shaves hair. It's a razor that shaves the religion. It is a razor that shaves away your deen. our hatred for one another is a razor that shaves away at our very religion. Look at us. Subhanallah. He said, by the one whose hands is my soul, by the one whose hands is the soul of Muhammad alayhi salam. This is the strongest swearing that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made when he would say, by the one in whose hands is my soul. You do not believe until you love one another. This hadith should stick in our brains that hatred and envy is a disease that affected the nations before us. And hatred is the razor. And that razor shaves away at our religion, our deen. And by the one in whose hands is the soul of Muhammad, you do not believe until you love one another. Imam Ahmad recorded from Khalid ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu radha. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and I leave you with this question. Do you love paradise? Do you love paradise? I'm sure you do. We all do. May Allah grant us the highest ranks of Jannah. May Allah grant us all Jannah al-Firdaus. Ameen. Ya Rabbi al-Alameen. I ask Allah to grant you all Jannah. The highest ranks. Do you love paradise? The Prophet ﷺ is asking you right here. Do you love paradise? And if you do so, then love for your brother what you love for yourself. If you love paradise, then love for your brother or sister what you love for yourself. What do you love for yourself? Number one, you love paradise. You want Jannah. This is our end goal. But everything else that you would love for yourself, peace in your heart and in your life, safety in your heart and in your life, security, wealth, all of these things that we love for ourselves, love that for your brother or sister as well. Let's help one another, support one another, stand behind one another, cover one another's faults, make each other stronger. Advise one another, counsel one another privately. Privately, if it's not a public sin, if someone's not out stealing, robbing, killing, rape, something that is, you know, a scandal, a scourge on the public realm, that is a crime that we need to have addressed and get this person off the streets, then do it in private. Encourage one another. Strive for good for one another. Help one another. Support one another. It takes nothing. It costs you nothing to make dua for one another. It costs you nothing to support your brother or sister, support their project, support their business, support whatever it is they're trying to do. Share their link, share their project, share whatever it is they need. It costs you absolutely nothing, but no, we can't. Because if it's not nafsi, 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 me, if it's not all about me, then we don't care. If it's not the gossip of the day, we don't care. If it's not about the salaciousness of the day, we don't care. We are sick with this. There's a sickness. The Prophet ﷺ said it is hatred and envy is a disease that destroyed the nations before us. Hatred is a razor that shaves away at our religion. We need to learn to love one another for the sake of Allah alone, if nothing else, in hopes that Allah will love us in return. If nothing else, in hope that Allah will grant us shade on the day of judgment. If nothing else, in hope that we will have light on our face on the day of Qiyamah. If nothing else, that we can sit on pulpits of light and be the envy of the Anbiya and the Shuhada. Brothers and sisters, we can do this. It does not take a lot. But it takes overcoming this. It takes overcoming the self. It takes overcoming the ego. We are our own worst enemy so many times. And I am as victim as all of you are. I am as much a victim of myself as any of you are. I've stated so many times until I think I'm blue in the face and will keep saying it. There's nothing special about me at all whatsoever. I am as bad and if not worse than most of you watching. But I'm trying, I'm hoping, I'm praying, I'm every single day hoping that I can make some incremental change in my own life and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid me against myself, will aid me against my lower nature, aid me against my shayateen, aid me against shaitan. We try. But that doesn't mean that because we're trying and we're struggling, we can't try to do better in the world. No, that doesn't mean because we're trying and struggling, we throw that on everybody else. We project that on the world around us. That does not mean that. You keep that between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and work on what you need to work on. And then go out and try to do some good in the world. Try to help your brothers and sisters. Try to make dua for them. Try to show love for one another. Remove this toxicity from your life. If you find that you are following people who are toxic, erase them. If you find you have friends that are pushing this toxicity, erase them. I don't care who it is. This is why my circle is very small. Circle is super small. I would rather have quality over quantity. I don't care how many followers you get on social media. I could care less about followers on social media that I have. If they bring toxicity, they will get banned and deleted. I'm done with it. 2021, we're going into a new phase of non-toxicity. No drama, no toxicity, no vitriol. This is my goal in 2021. Stay away from every single bit of it. And anyone brings it in my sphere, you're gone. It's done. I'm erasing that from my life. Because we cannot continue like this. There is enough toxicity in the world around us. There is enough morbidity in the world around us right now with them showing us how many people are dying every single day. Oh, it's destroyed. The morgue is overrun. Oh, you're going to die. You can't go outside. There's enough of that out there than for us to bring it in here in our ummah. Drama-free 2021. Hashtag that. Drama-free 2021. Toxicity-free 2021. Toxicity-free. Love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. I love you all for the sake of Allah. I ask you to make dua for me. Make dua for me that Allah continues to help me. Make dua for me. Correct me. Get in touch with me where you see that I've made mistakes and it just happened. I've said things that were incorrect. And the people who reach out to me, I love them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because these are your counsel. These are your best friends. As Abu Bakr radiallahu anh wisely said, that your best counsel is someone who will advise you and give you constructive criticism. But learn how to do it. Learn how to do it. Love one another for the sake of Allah alone. May Allah love all of us in return. May He grant us goodness in this life and goodness in the next life. And I look forward to where this project is going to take us with Path to Peace. Look forward to where this project is going to take us. We're doing the live streams twice a week now, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. UK time. And we're going to add a Saturday only stream for members. So if you have not joined as a member to the channel, right down below there's a little button that says join. There's a little button that says join and membership. Click on that. Go to the about page on the channel. You'll see join, and you can become a member and join us on those Saturday only live streams. Also become a part of our Discord community that is for members only, and get access to exclusive content that will be shared over there. We look forward to the growth of this project. This project couldn't happen without the sponsorship of Muslim Box Co. As you see, home of the Sunnah Box. So if you want to check them out over at Muslim Box Co., the link is right there in the description of the video. The support to the channel link is right there in the description of the video. Help us to continue to produce as much quality content as we can, as long as it's beneficial to people. As long as you guys are still coming, you're still liking the videos, you're still telling me that this is a good project, people are still showing up, I'll still be here. I'm going to still be here. I'm going to fight against my own nature to like to be in the background and literally not someone who likes notoriety and get overwhelmed with it very quickly. I can get overwhelmed with it extremely quickly. I'm going to continue to try to fight that and be here as long as it's beneficial. If it's no longer beneficial and people stop watching, people start coming, if it's no longer beneficial, then I'll go on and move and do something else. I'll move on and do something else because literally I'm only here as long, I only want to be here as long as it's of some benefit, inshallah ta'ala. So please let me know if this is beneficial to you. Let me know how we can help, how we can improve. Suggestions, leave them in the comments down below. It's topics you would like to see discussed between we do things about reminders, my personal story, mental health, which we're going to bring up some more episodes like that soon, inshallah ta'ala. But I thought it very important to discuss the love that we should have for one another. Because it's our make or break, literally make or break. Learn to love one another. I'm going to repeat this probably every 20 episodes, every 10 episodes if I need to, because it has to come back. Toxic-free 2021 we're entering into, inshallah. Keep it away from you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He grant us safety, security in this life and the next. I'll see you all in 2 weeks for episode 17. And I'll see you on our live stream Tuesdays and Thursdays. May Allah bless you all. This is your brother Yusha Evans saying, Assalamu alaikum. ورحمة الله وبركاته.